So we just saw that the Shulchan Aruch said that you're allowed to get married on Purim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach actually did get married in such a situation. The Ramah says that it's on the 14th or the 15th. But Kol Shekein Shemudra Lasos Pinyan HaBen, you could do a Pinyan HaBen, or even a Bris Mila, says the Mishnah Berurah, because there's not a lot of Simcha involved in a Bris Mila or in Pinyan HaBen, and therefore we don't say Ima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha in that situation. It's true we don't say Tachanan in such a situation, but obviously the bar to not say Tachanan is much lower than the bar to say Ima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Rama adds, Mashanagul Partsufim B'Purim. Some people wear masks on Purim. The Gever Lovish Simlas Isha Visha Kli Gever. And some men wear women's clothes and women wear men's clothes. Einis or B'davar, Me'achash Eim Echab Ne'el Simcha B'Alma. Since they're only doing it for happiness, and mismeach perm, it's mutter. V'chem vishas kilayim derabanan. You're also allowed to wear kilayim derabanan in such a situation for simcha purposes. V'yesh omrim de'aser, but some say you're not allowed. So there is an opinion which disagrees. V'yesh omrim de'aser, but the minhag is like the first opinion that it's actually mutter. However, the Mishnah Berurah says see yoredeya kuf pei beis, where the Taz writes in the name of the Bach that we should not have such a minhag. We should not have such a minhag. And even on Purim or at a chasana, you should not wear women's clothing or anything like that. If it's only, says the Mishnah Berurah, im kol amabushim shel ish, rak mabush echad shel ish, if you're only wearing one piece of clothing that's for women, and it's clear that that's that one thing, so then it will be okay, but that's like a gadol in the shlase, you should avoid doing this entirely. And that's what we say, one should avoid doing this entirely. And since the whole heter of the Ramah is only for derech simcha, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that since nowadays, our simcha has gotten all mixed up. We're not really on the higher level of simcha that they were on, so therefore we're not knowing like this, and we should not rely on any of these leniencies. The Ramah continues. Some people steal for simcha purposes. It's mutter. As long as they don't go against one of the rules that has been set by the Zayin Tuvah Yer. The Mishnah Berurah once again quotes the Shlah, who says this isn't something to do. You shouldn't steal from people. It's ridiculous, even on Purim. Tafresh Sadi Zayin, Sif Aleph. Yom Yadal v'tesvav sheba adar rishon, ein oflin al pneim, v'ein omer mizmor, yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. On the 14th and 15th of adar rishon, we don't say tachanan or lam natzeach, asurim behesv v'tainis, can't eulogize, can't say, can't fast, al v'sharadvarim, ein ogim behem, but that's it, we don't do any of the other nihugim of Purim. And if you happen to say, v'yesh, v'umina kisvar rishona, the minag is that we don't do hesped or tainis. Yesh om shechayv l'harvus mishna v'simcha, v'yadal sheba adar rishon. Some people say that we should have extra happiness and Mishta V'Simcha on the 14th of Adar Rishon also. V'Einogin came, we don't do that. Mikol Makom Yarbek Sas V'Suda K'dei Latzeis Yidei HaMachmirim. However, one should try and do a little bit extra in order to fulfill their opinions. V'Tov Lev Mishta Talmud, one should always try and be happy. Some say that the Ramah ends with this to combat the beginning of Shavisi Hashem Negdi Talmud. You need to always recognize that Hashem is in front of you and have that fear, but at the same time have the happiness of being in front of Hashem of Tov Lev Mishta Talmud. Once again, if you say Al Anisim and Adar Rishon, it will be you don't go back, but we don't say Al Anisim. And this is the end of Hilchos Purim, Afrilchim Purim to all.